This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, an incredible Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I am unreasonably excited for the show tonight. Why? Because the questions were great. Dome's campaign is going down in flames, and I love it. We have hilarious voicemails, questions on things like, why did they go with Dome when they knew she was going to do worse than Biden? What happens if Democrats try to not ratify the election? That'll be spicy stuff. What do you do if you hate your in-laws? All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. So, the system. We talk about the system all the time. You know what it is. I'm not going to go through it again. The system. The hive mind. The elites that run this country. It's evil. It's wrong. It's America-hating. It's frankly communist. And it's all those things. Let's get past all that. Who runs it, though? I mean, the system is just kind of a word. Who runs it, though? Well, there's no one person who runs it. All right, you ask someone that and they'll say George Soros runs it, or Barack Obama runs it, or Bill Gates runs it, something along those lines. Look, the system is a board of directors, all right? There's a bunch of people on the board. Is Barack Obama in that room? If they had meetings, they don't actually have meetings. But if they had meetings, would Barack Obama be in that room? Of course. Maybe even the CEO, but he's not the only one. So there are different people and different motivations in the system. Now, that's the system. Here's someone else who works for the system. A man named David Axelrod. David Axelrod, you know, was an Obama guy. And I don't mean he was just kind of running the mail room in the Obama White House. David Axelrod and Barack Obama are joined at the hip, very much so. And because it's the system, when David Axelrod's time in politics was over, he moved right on to being a lucratively paid, if the rumors are true, political pundit on television, on CNN. Okay? But David Axelrod is still a man who very much speaks for the system. When David Axelrod is saying something, he is saying something that is system approved. Either he came up with it or someone gave it to him. the most jaw-dropping thing I've seen in the last 48 hours from, or when, as it pertains to the Harris campaign, is actually nothing from Kamala Harris. It's not her ridiculous word salad answers. It's not the town hall stuff, which I will play a little of. The thing that made me sit up in my chair, and I replayed it five times, was this as I was sitting in my recliner yesterday.
The things that would concern me is when she doesn't want to answer a question, her habit is to kind of go to word salad city. And she did that on a couple of answers. One was on Israel. Anderson asked a direct question. Would you be stronger on Israel than...
Yeah. We don't have to go into his explanation. David Axelrod, less than 2 weeks before Election Day, goes on national television on CNN and does not campaign for Kamala Harris. He does not pay her compliments. He goes on national television and calls her, what, word salad city? And of course she is. Look, what he said was accurate.
I don't think I've ever heard the former president admit a mistake. A lot of politicians don't. Is there something you can point to in your life, political life or in your life in the last 4 years, that you think is a mistake that you have learned from?
I mean, I've made many mistakes. And they range from, you know, if you've ever parented a child, you know you make lots of mistakes, too.
Kamala Harris doesn't have any kids.
In my role as vice president, I mean, I've probably worked very hard at making sure that I am well-versed on issues, and I think that is very important. It's a mistake not to be well-versed on an issue and feel compelled to answer a question.
Okay, so what Axelrod said is true. She's really, really bad. But he's not supposed to say it unless, of course, the system is out on Kamala Harris. Now, back to the question. Why did the system go with Dome? Well, the system didn't want Dome. The more I hear the internal politicking inside the Democrat Party, the more this theory holds true, a theory that I've told you about, others are telling you about. I don't want to act like I'm the inventor of the theory. I'm not. But the theory is the intention of the system was to kick out Joe and Kamala. And you remember, for how long did I say they were going to remove both of them? They were going to get rid of Joe, and they were going to get rid of Dome, and they were going to go with Newsom or somebody. How long did I tell you that? And then the coup happened, and they got rid of Joe, but Dome is still there. What happened? The theory is that Joe Biden, angry that he had just been pushed out, Joe Biden named Kamala Harris by name in his, what we'll call it, a resignation letter, his letter that he put out announcing he wasn't running again. In his resignation letter, Joe Biden put down Kamala Harris's name, gave her a special shout out, a special thank you. Yes, good point, Chris. Jill's letter. Anyway, whoever wrote that letter put Kamala Harris's name in there on purpose. Remember, Joe drops out of the race. No one hears from him, though, for days. He's not seen on camera. No public statement. And then the only thing we get is a letter. It was something like a week. This letter pops up online. Hey, I love Kamala Harris. Great work. Remember the Biden family? Do you remember this? I remember like it was yesterday. The system was trying to shove Joe Biden out, right? And remember, Joe Biden was taking all these White House meetings, and we knew they were all just threats. Nancy Pelosi was going to see him, and Chuck Schumer was going to see him, and Chris Coons was going to see him. They were all going to see Joe Biden in the White House. And then Joe Biden had a family meeting. Remember that? I remember it. I remember all the headlines from it. Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, the Biden family locked shields, got together and put their heads together for a few days. Eventually, it was decided Joe Biden's not running again. Now, you tell me, it's the Biden family. You're a bunch of degenerate scumbags. You've lived your entire life piggybacking off of Joe Biden's political career. That's how you make your money. That's how you do your thing. And Joe Biden calls a family meeting, and you're all sitting there for 2-3 days figuring out the strategy. At some point in that room, when you're arguing through the tears and the yelling and the everything else, at some point in that room, it would have been decided that Joe Biden was dropping out. Okay, now we know this is the Biden family. We know how they've earned their living. Now, let me ask you something. Once the decision was made that Joe Biden wasn't going to run again, you're telling me they didn't start to dream about hurting the people who pushed them out in some way? You get to the point, all right, Dad's not running. What do we do now? You're telling me Jill, maybe Joe himself, didn't say, you know what? I came out of retirement. I ran for president because we were going to lose to Donald Trump in re-election. I've been president of the United States for 4 years. I've done everything you've told me to do. I'm now being shoved out and embarrassed at the end. You know who polls worse than me? Kamala Harris. Why don't we endorse Harris on the way out the door? Now, I made that up. I've not heard that that conversation happened. I want to be clear about that. I tell you when I know things and when I think things. Tell me how far-fetched that is. And now we know that the Harris campaign is on the outs with virtually everybody. They're fighting with the Bidens because the Bidens are stomping all over her candidacy. She's trying to separate herself from him. He can't run to the camera enough, telling everyone they're together. I think the system wanted her out too. Like I always told you, I thought they would want them both out. And Joe Biden's ego, vindictiveness, I don't know, got in the way. Anyway, hey, let's check on the voicemails before we go to the other questions.
Yes, Jesse Kelly, I'm calling reference to your criminalized activities connected to Shaquille O'Neal, the gangbangers, along with Tesla giving out $1 million a day of blood money with attempts on my life because your bastards, Walgreens are closing because of the Medicare, Medicaid fraud. In a few years, the medical industry will be at $10 trillion. Nothing but a bunch of vultures affiliated with Trump also and former President Bush. You need to return my call.
Chris, did we return her call? Anyway, are you in pain? You have pain in your freaking life. Is your hand hurt? Is it your knee? Oh, I have a knee story. You know what? I'm just going to get it off my chest next. I'm going to tell you in a second a knee story, but look, Relief Factor is there for me. It's for you. Relief Factor is there to go after that pain that holds you back in your life. Here's what you need to do. Try it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, don't you dare order more. But they are so confident it works, that's what they sell, three-week kits. They're quick start kits. $19.95. The pain that holds you back in your muscles, in your joints, wherever. Try Relief Factor for 3 weeks and see if that can just get taken care of. Call them 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And I'm going to get to the election not being ratified here in just a moment. We'll touch on that really quickly. Go to your in-laws, talk about mass deportation, the things we do on a Friday. I'm still laughing about this lady's voicemail. Remember, you can leave us voicemails too. 877-377-4373. I don't understand the Shaquille O'Neal reference.
Yes, Jesse Kelly, I'm calling reference to your criminalized activities connected to Shaquille O'Neal.
What did I do to Shaquille O'Neal? Chris, maybe he's a gun smuggler too. What? Maybe she thinks we're in cahoots. Okay, so before I get back to the questions, I have to tell you, I have to get it off my chest. And I know you won't be nice, but I'm getting it off my chest anyway. In fact, Chris, you, Corey, You guys are dumb because I told you to remind me I wanted a new thing for the soundboard. And so now we're just going to do this in front of everybody. Texting me back right away, Chris, the reminder is not reminding me. Okay, anyway, so here's what we need. We need some sort of a, what do you radio people call these things? Is it a, starts with an S, stinger? Yes, is it called a stinger? Here's what I want. On the soundboard.
But, you know, my focus is
somewhere
to
here.
Stay focused.
I want something along the lines of old Jesse or back in my day or something like that. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm about to do something like that. You don't get it? Why does Corey get it and you don't, Chris? It's not just because he's old, but we're not old. Anyway, all right. Shut up, Chris. The other night, not last night because I was sick as a dog, but the night before, I got home, or I took off that night on Wednesday night. I don't know if you could hear it in my voice. I hope you could not hear it. But on Wednesday, I wasn't doing that great. So I was driving home, and I just had to get my thoughts cleared up. And working out helps me do that. It's a healthy outlet. So I just sometimes I just need to, I need to feel pain. Does that sound weird? I'm sorry if that sounds weird. I need to hurt. I need to sweat. I need to feel pain. It helps clear my head. So I got home, saw the wife, saw the kids, and said, guys, I gotta go for a ruck. So I grab my ruck, throw it on, and I go for a ruck. I didn't kill myself. I really did not. I didn't hit it that hard, but I go for a ruck, get back, sweaty. I do feel better. Endorphins are going. Okay, good. Shower, go to bed. I woke up yesterday morning, and my knee was so stiff. I could bend it. It's not that I couldn't bend it, but you almost feel like something's going to pop as you're bending it because it's so stiff. And so yesterday, I ordered some knee sleeves. Shut up, Chris. The sleeve things that, you know what I'm talking about? The compression type things that old, you know, you see the old guy playing hoops at the gym. I ordered some of those yesterday so the stiffness wouldn't be bad. Shut up, Chris. It's not that bad. A lot of people have them. I'm so embarrassed. I want to talk about the election. When Trump is reelected, what happens if he is not ratified? Okay. I've had this question before, and I'll be honest, I've avoided answering it because I don't have an answer. I hope he will be ratified. But this is the danger with the all-in thinking of the communists. The American communists now, American Democrats, have gone all in with everything. And this happens when they feel like they're close to the end. When they feel like they're close to winning completely, they go all in. All in as in Trump is the source of all evil. He is Hitler. He is going to destroy democracy, even though that's not what we are. He's going to kill women. You hear the things they say, the worst things in the world. Well, that's so they can justify the terrible things they've done. That's what every communist has ever done. Every one of them, Mao, Stalin, all of them, they all justified their horrific crimes as being necessary. I had no choice. They were saboteurs. I was saving the country. I was doing what I could. They've done that to Trump now for 8 years. Arresting him, tried to kill him twice. When you go all in, you will eventually convince your people and yourself that all in is necessary. And then remember we had Jamie Raskin's comments? Jamie Raskin, when he made those comments, Chris, grab those comments. When Jamie Raskin made those comments, this was not just something like he was joking with friends at dinner time. If you look, there's a video of him. He's sitting down. This is sober, not being over the top. This is sober Jamie Raskin sitting down around a group of people talking about how, well, if Trump wins, then we have to tell his people he's disqualified from the presidency. Here it was.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand. as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because nine justices.
I don't know that they will ratify it. And I don't know that what we do if they don't. Get your chalk. All right. Make sure you're ready. Are your T levels high enough to throw on a ruck and go for a hump at night? How much energy do you have in the afternoon at the end of the day? You running out of gas? Is your mood down? Natural herbal supplements from Chalk can change your life, man. And take advantage of Chalktober. Maybe you've been to Chalk.com before and you've been looking at the things they have. And I'd like this. I would like to try that. I'm not sure. It's Chalktober right now. Get a subscription and use the promo code Jesse. You'll save more than you've ever saved. And they send you a freebie. Chok.com. And if you have questions, the dimes are standing by the phone to answer them. 50-CHOK-3000. Go. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Hey, Chris, I think I just made an official ruling in my mind. I think at least once every 2 or 3 months, it needs to be Beach Boy Day on the show. No, don't shake your head, Chris. An entire show of Beach Boys coming in, Beach Boys going out. Why are you being like this? What? Legally, we can't do it? What do you mean? Chris, we violate laws all the time on the show. Why can't we break one more? No one's going to know, all right? No one's going to know. Come on. And it would not be bad. I think you underestimate how many hits the Beach Boys had, Chris. If you go to their greatest hits album, which I have, it's a roster. Dude, it is. A lot better than the Beatles. Jesse, if you disliked your in-laws enough, would you volunteer to go to the corner store any chance you got, even disguising your absence as a drug habit? Rather than admit to your in-laws that the idea of spending Thanksgiving with them drives you crazy and you've got to exit stage left any chance you get. He says, I did not say his name, but I'm not going to say his name. Okay, so He makes a funny point, and it is a funny point, but I'm going to say make a couple serious points on this, and we're going to get so much hate mail when I say this. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I kind of like arranged marriages. Now, and here's why. He brings up a good point. I personally lucked out with my in-laws, and I'm not just saying that because they listen. They're great, and they've been great to me. Nothing but great to me. Love you, Corbin and Karen. They've always been great to me. So I lucked out with my in-laws. If I needed anything, they would be there and have been there. If something comes up, I need to bring Ob with me. Hey, someone come watch the boys. Boom, they're on a plane. Like, my in-laws are that way. They're awesome. But I have friends, and maybe this is you, I have friends who hate their in-laws, and their in-laws are terrible to them. And it's not, honestly, it's not funny. It sucks. It sucks the marriage down. It's hard. It's a conflict. Chris, you're not going through this, are you? Oh, are we allowed to talk about this on the air, Chris? Do you hate your in-laws? You haven't spoken to them in 7 years? Oh, that sounds amazing. No, I'm kidding. But you said, okay, see, there's the difference. Chris said she hasn't either. Okay, that's different. Because if that side of the family is just estranged, that's different. But if she still wants to get together and you don't. Anyway, back to my arranged marriage thing, which I'm sure will get me all kinds of hate. It's not that I want the daughter to be. Whenever you say arranged marriage, people picture, you know, you have the daughter locked up in her room with a veil over her face. And eventually, the first time she's allowed to taste sunshine, you introduce her to her husband, who's this, he's 800 pounds and 30 years older than her. That's not at all what I'm trying to say. That's not at all what I'm trying to say. But getting married, you very much are joining the two sides of the family. And that worked out great. My folks and my in-laws have vacationed together. We've all met in the same location multiple times. We'll rent, you know, a little lake house or something like that and met. And like the marriages, it extends beyond the husband and wife. And there's something else. And I know this is going to be controversial, but oh, well, I'm offending everybody today before we go back to politics. So let's just lay it out there. Her background, meaning her upbringing. His background, his upbringing, ladies, it does matter because your upbringing has so much to do with who you are and how you turn out. It's not that you can't overcome a bad upbringing. It's not that she or he can't overcome a bad upbringing. But if she comes from a solid family, mom, dad, still together, solid people, values, the likelihood of her being better for you and your children is really, really high, and vice versa, ladies. If he's on his third divorce, dad ran out on him, mom smokes crack, yeah, I hope he overcame that. And I'm not saying people can't overcome that, but man, you better be careful, which again goes back to the arranged marriage thing. Yes, they report higher levels of happiness for a reason. I'm a huge fan of it. No, I'm not going to try to arrange my son's marriages, so don't think I'm some kind of barbarian. I don't even think I would bother, but I may nudge him one way or the other. Hey, Chris, I heard her dad owns Red Lobster, something like that. Anyway, dear Jesse, thoughts and prayers, my brother. Thank you all. Thank you all again. Your prayers have been very much appreciated by my family. Love you so much. You say mass deportation will not work. How about self-deportation? Just shut off all the funding on these debit cards and all the benefits to illegals. Okay, so guy also says stop paying them put them up in hotels, things like that. What say you? And the subject is stop the gravy train. So let's talk about that. As I've said before, mass deportation is a pipe dream. It's not something that will happen. And I've laid out the reasons, of which there are many, but what he says is actually part of it. So stay with me. The main reason there won't be mass deportation is because the GOP will wimp out when the propaganda campaign ramps up. and the propaganda against deporting people will be the biggest propaganda campaign you've ever seen in your life. It will be bigger than the propaganda around COVID, because the communist globalists who now run the West, they run the world for the most part. The communist globalists, they have brought in barbarians on purpose to replace their pesky citizens who are too patriotic. It's a central part of their plan. If someone actually tried to reverse that, the propaganda would, it's going to blow you away. When Trump wins and starts deporting people, the propaganda is going to blow you away. So I believe Republicans will cave like they always do when that happens. But let's say they don't. Let's say they don't. Well, remember, we have essentially communist areas in the country that are the Soviet Union and are run that way. We have sanctuary cities. And we think about this. The sanctuary cities have been around so long that we don't really process how insane that is. We have cities within the borders of the United States of America that have publicly declared that the enforcement, the immigration enforcement laws of this country will not be valid within those cities. That is insane. It's anarchy. Frankly, the National Guard should have been brought in the first time a city tried to do it. You cannot have a city say, hey, every illegal, come here. You can't have a country like that. You have to have these immigration laws, and they have to be enforced federally. So even if, let's assume, let's give him the ultimate benefit of the doubt and say Trump wants to start deporting people en masse and not, well, just the criminals, none of that weakness, all of them must go. Let's say he attempts to start that. How quickly does California lock shields against it? How quickly does New York City lock shields against it? How quickly do these blue enclaves lock shields and try to stop it? And they will stop it, a lot of it. And that goes back to your question, self-deportation, stop the gravy train. We will say things, and it's not a dumb concept, I'm not making fun of you, but we'll say things like, well, just stop the gravy train. Yeah, but who's going to stop that? The gravy train is not run by the presidency. Donald Trump, he can stop some of it, but so much of this gravy train, if you will, is funded by communist groups, both nationally and internationally, where they fund the legal protections, they fund the NGOs who bring these people here. It's not as if Donald Trump or anybody can walk into the White House and wave his magic wand and, quote, stop the gravy train. The gravy train for these illegals, the organizations that are bringing these illegals in, it is vast. It is a vast network and hugely funded. Just stop the gravy train sounds easy. And yes, that would work. Your idea is not dumb. It would work. But it's not like there's just one spigot you have to turn off. All right? All right. Let's talk about WW3. Someone says it's already begun. Should you vote early or should you wait on election day? Let's also talk about the IFCJ. Why? Because it rhymed with what I was just saying, and I like to do that sometimes. It flows right off the tongue, and it makes Chris jealous that I can do that because he cannot. The International Fellowship of me and Chris. I'm sorry, of Christians and Jews. What do? Well, they keep people alive is what they do. People in Israel live in a war zone now. Talk about World War III. Is it beginning? In certain parts of the world, like Israel, you are pretty sure it's already begun as the rockets rain down and as you're fleeing work to go join the local schoolroom in the bomb shelter nearby. But how'd that bomb shelter get there? Did it just magically appear? No, the IFCJ built it. They gave the flak jackets, the helmets, the emergency food, armored ambulances, saving lives. Call them. 888-488-IFCJ, or go online to supportifcj.org.
The Jesse Kelly Show, on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it asks Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show. Love, hate, death threats. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
Hello, Mr. Kelly. I was just curious as to how this nation is going to celebrate its 250th birthday in 2026. I guess that would depend on who is in charge and who cares about America and who does not. And I'm also curious as to what form and context those celebrations are going to take place in. I don't know if anybody else has thought about that, but
I don't know. I don't know what we'll do. You know, look, you know what's crazy and what's really, really sad is he brings up a good point. If Trump is in office for 250, you know it's going to be over the top. It might be in Yankee Stadium. I don't know where it's going to be, but it's going to be over the top and wild and awesome in a way that only Trump will. And Trump will probably do something to troll the left. He'll probably bring in tanks or something. Who knows? Something, but it's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. In case you're wondering what I'm going to be doing, last time I was in Florida, wow, I don't even think I told you about this, did I? I didn't tell you about this. Okay. I'll tell you something else cool. So my dad, you know, my dad just passed away and his birthday is November 2nd. Okay. And it was going to be his 70th birthday. You want to know how good God is to me? My sister and I and my mother, and my wife and two sons, we were going to fly him down to Florida for his 70th birthday. Never done anything like that for him ever, you know, for birthdays. Fly him down to Florida and surprise him, put him up at a nice hotel for a couple days and take him out on a boat, charter some, you know, yacht or boat or something like that for a few hours and take him out on a boat. And we had booked it for November 2nd, his birthday. And then, like a dummy, back when we booked it, I didn't realize that that was election day. I can't be taken off on election day and things like that. So I scramble. I have to call my sister, call my mom, call everybody. We had to reschedule the trip. And we rescheduled it for, was it last month, Chris? I think it was last month. We rescheduled it. We moved it back. And we flew him down there for, I think it was just a weekend, 2-3 days. Super nice resort. And rented a boat and took him out on a boat. But we took him down there and got to do that with him before he died. He wouldn't have made it because he didn't make November 2nd. How freaking cool is that? I have that memory with my dad. That's one. Two, while we took him out on the boat down there, I saw a pizza delivery boat. Chris, you don't understand. Chris, let me explain. We were cruising. We're just in this. Look, it's nothing too fancy, but it's pretty nice. It was a nice boat, and we were renting it. And we had some meatballs and stuff there for my dad to munch on. And we're cruising in Florida, and there was this place in Florida where it's the ocean, right? It's the bay. It's more the inland waterway, but everyone is standing because the water is only a foot and a half deep. And I don't mean in a little spot. It's like in the middle of the water, there were 200-300 people there, and people were on the beach grilling out. And I really feel like I need to be there because I saw a pizza delivery boat cruising around delivering pizzas. I need pizza. What, Chris? What? It wasn't that loud. It would be pretty loud. Oh, no. Yeah. It would be loud. Well, I can show up and get a pizza and leave. It's no big deal. Yeah, of course. Jesse, a guy named Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters, I don't know who that is, but he sounds smart, Chris. Am I right? What? Ralph Smart suggested that WW3 has already begun, and that war is a war on the mind. From what I can see around him, I think I can get on board with that idea. What say you? A war on the mind. You know who Micah Brzezinski is? She's the other half of Joe Scarborough and that embarrassing show on MSNBC. I don't know if I would say a war on the mind. That I don't know that that's unfair to say that. I don't think I would describe it that way. But most definitely a war on the weak mind. Listen to Micah Brzezinski. Listen to how these people talk. And think how many young, dumb women
believe this crap.
This is what voters know right now, that he is killing us. I'm talking about us women. He's killing us. He is putting us at risk. He is making us afraid to have babies. He is putting our reproductive health at risk. And some women have died already because of this. So we can see right now what's coming. These headlines, and very good reporting, by the way, that shouldn't be questioned by idiots about what Trump has said about Hitler. That's incredibly important to know.
So I know that didn't work on you. I'm not worried about that. But think for a moment, if you're sitting at home and maybe you're one of these super freak street animals on the Democrat side, or maybe you're just a young lady who didn't have good guidance from your parents, and you're hearing this crap at home, how quickly could you turn radicalized based on the most untrue, over-the-top descriptions like you just heard right there? And that was, look, it's one example. In all fairness to Micah, we could do this for 9,000 hours playing this over-the-top stuff where they simply lie at all times to women. They lie to everybody. Everything is a lie. Everything's over the top. Everything's Hitler. Everything's a threat to democracy. And we wonder why people have tried to blow Donald Trump's head off twice. Anyway, I never did answer the question. Back to the question. You know Trump's 250 celebration will be over the top and awesome. And if Kamala Harris wins, her 250 over the top celebration will feature trannies. I guarantee you it will. Chris, write that down. I guarantee it will. Because we have two completely different Americas now. And they cannot merge. Anyway, buy some real estate, because hard assets are what we can count on now. Hard assets. You ever read any of about any of those fancy families, royal families, old rich American families? What do they all seem to have in common? They all acquire property as much as they possibly can. Why do they do that? Because it lasts through generations. It's generational wealth. You, normal person, that's what Done For You Real Estate's for. Start acquiring homes. Tax-free, consistent income. You might retire on it one day. People have talked about what Done For You Real Estate has done for them at their funerals. Well, I guess they wrote it down. They didn't actually say it. But still, go to doneforyoujesse.com, and that's where you can learn more. Doneforyoujesse.com. Just had a sneeze there. Doneforyoujesse.com. If you use the promo code Jesse, you get a free book. All right. Do you vote early or on election day? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.